The following radio drama is about displacement. This can happen to any one of us. Good leadership. It is in the afternoon and Makwetu people have gathered at Makwetu grounds. The chief is ready to address the audience.
Good afternoon, people of Makwetu.
Good afternoon.
Today we are gathered here to discuss a number of matters. We have visitors from various groups, among them being Heart Kenya and Kituo cha Sheria. We are going to talk about various issues facing us, ranging from human trafficking, land issues, and also harmonious coexistence. I will welcome one of our guests, Karibu Bwana Dan from Kituo cha Sheria.
Thank you. Asante sana, Madam Chief. Ladies and gentlemen, all protocols observed. Good afternoon. I am glad to be here once more. Today I want us to look into the Constitution. Kenya's legal framework is undergoing significant changes following the promulgation of the new Constitution in 2010. This is particularly true in the areas of land, property, and women's rights, which requires the development of a new legal framework that conforms with the provision of the Constitution. Relevant provisions include a Bill of Rights recognizing the right of women to equal treatment under the law and prohibiting gender-based discrimination.
But in our society, it is a man's place to own land, not women and the displaced.
Thank you for your concern, but no. Everyone has a right to own property regardless of gender. The Constitution also upholds freedom of movement and settlement anywhere within our borders.
And what about coexistence outside us? This is our ancestral land and our culture does not condone infiltration from non-natives. We don't want to share. We are afraid the outsiders will eventually take it all from us.
That is not true. We are all countrymen and residents of this great nation. We need each other. No one is an outsider. Whatever happened to them could happen to any one of us.
A church leader raises his hand in the crowd and Dan gives him a chance to speak.
Praise God, people.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Dan. You are right. The Bible reminds us in the book of Genesis 1 verse 27, God created mankind in his own image.
Yes.
In the image of God, he created the male and the female.
Yes.
This verse reminds us that we are one.
Yes.
It does not talk about tribe, language or skin color. It talks about what is required of us. We need each other. Praise God!
Amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend. It is true that we all believe in one God, right? Therefore, let us uphold what God requires us to do. Going forward, I will welcome the chief to lead us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dan. It is true that we need each other, right? No one can make it on their own. Now, allow me to invite Mr. Mamba from Heart Kenya to educate us on human trafficking. Welcome, Mr. Mamba.
Thank you, thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will be brief. Human trafficking involves so many things, but briefly, it is use of force, fraud, coercion to lure a victim and force them into exploitation, moving people from one place to another for monetary gain. Such issues are rampant in these types of settlements.
But Mr. Mamba,
yes.
Who can be trafficked?
Thank you very much. That's a very nice question. It can happen to anyone, regardless of age or gender. In the event that someone is moved for the above purpose. Yes, it is.
So, if one goes missing, are they trafficked?
Very nice question, Pendo. I have flyers being circulated with information on all it is and what needs to be done in the event that it happens. It has all the relevant information, but you can also report all missing cases to the nearest authority. Thank you very much.
He hands back the microphone to the chief. The chief thanks the community members and the guest of the day. The crowd breaks into smaller cells and the conversation continues within these groups. Mzee Bakari and Bitumaini pick up a conversation.
bit mind.
Yes.
What do you think about this meeting?
I think this meeting has addressed key issues. I am happy that Dan followed up with the lawyers, and now the resettlement plan is so much on course.
Yes, I have confidence. This time it is better. At least someone has stood up for the weak. I believe the leaders are doing something and all will be well.
Yes, let us find out about the bursaries from the Ministry of Education. I can see Kadogo and Pendo.
The two walk towards the table with parents and students. Kadogo sees them and walks towards Bitumaini and Mzebakari.
Hello, Grandma.
Hello, Kadogo.
I'm happy to see you here. I need you to help me acquire the school bursary form.
Oh, so they are issuing them. Last time you had to bribe the person in charge who was so selfish.
Yes. I remember being turned down because my identity card details show that I came from elsewhere.
Grandma?
Yes?
They also requested that someone else, apart from the family members, must attest the fact that we have been staying here. Kind of a signatory.
Oh, Mr. Bakari, can you be my signatory? It can help us acquire the bursary for Kadogo.
Oh, be to mine. It will be my pleasure. What else would you need from me?
I can't tell. Maybe Kadogo will explain to us what is needed.
I will bring the requirements alongside the form.
The crowd breaks as everyone heads home. The weather is rapidly changing. Seemingly, it might rain. These are the important leadership qualities that separate a good leader from a bad one. 1. Honesty and integrity. 2. An inspirational leader. 3. Commitment and passion. 4. A good communicator. 5. One that has good decision-making capabilities. 6. Accountability. 7. Delegation and empowerment. 8. Creativity and innovation. Now, are you a good leader?
Real Talk. This Can Happen to Any One of Us is a series of radio drama based on an initial story edited by Kituo cha Sheria. The present episodes have been produced by Ruben FM in cooperation with Special Initiative Refugees of the Civil Peace Service of the German Corporation and the Kenya Community Media Network, KCOMNET. The production administrator is Sheila Ngatia. Recordings of the dialogues have been done by the following theatre groups: South Africa Theatre Group, Copstar Theatre Group, Nawiri Theatre Group, and Mukhud Theatre Group. Narrators are Carolyn Wambere and Thomas Odhiambo. It is produced and directed by Joseph Oluoch of Ruben FM. To give feedback on this program, please reach us on 0724-657934. Reach us on 0724-657934. Thank you so much.